to the Unapologetically Me podcast with your host, Ian White, life fulfillment coach who helps people get out of their own way so they can live the life they were meant to.
Welcome, everybody, to the Unapologetically Me podcast. My name's Ian White, your life fulfillment coach and the president of Coaching Deconstructed. This is episode number 6, and I'm calling it, Is the Grass Really Greener? And I'll get into that in a second. First, I want to tell you who I am, what I'm trying to do. Like I said, I'm a life fulfillment coach, and the people that I serve are people who want to make a bigger impact on the world and want to do it more sustainably and faster than they could on their own. And that's why they hire me, to help them live up to their fullest potential so that they can help the people in the way that they were meant to in this world. Anyways, I hope that you can all relate to the topic that I'm going to share today. And even though the information, the topic, and whatever, it makes total sense to me, but it doesn't necessarily make total sense to other people because this is kind of a one-sided conversation. I kind of put something out there and you guys react and send questions and comments, which is super helpful for me to clarify my content and to make the content even better. So if you have questions, if you have comments, please send them to me at info@coachian.com, or you can use my contact page on my website at www.coachingdeconstructed.com. So as I'm prepping for today's call, actually, I really wasn't prepping at all. I was actually kind of frustrated that I didn't have a topic. I'm like, what the hell am I going to talk about this week? It's been almost a week since I put something out there. So I decided to take a break and to get away from my computer. And I went and mowed the lawn. And as I'm mowing the lawn, I was thinking about a conversation I had with my neighbors, brand new neighbors, haven't talked to them before, and they were saying how envious they were of the color of my grass. And it tied in really nicely with the piece that I'm working on in my office right now. It's a process, almost like a roadmap, that I think will help people really understand where they are and why they're stuck in their current challenge and how they're going to get to their ultimate destination. So, like I said, this grass is greener concept kind of popped into my head because I kind of let go of trying to effort and trying to make something happen that wasn't quite ready to come out. And as I'm thinking about this idea of the grass is always greener, I was wondering, how can I relate that to everyday people, everyday goals, every day trying to achieve something? And what came to mind is, as part of the process that I'm working on, I'll give you the Coles Notes version of it. So we have anybody in any situation, they're typically unhappy with where they are. And there's a destination or an event or a circumstance that they're looking for to be happy at some point down the road. But they're not happy today. They can only think about, when I get to that destination, I'll be happy. Or when I achieve this or that, I'll be happy. And a big reason why I'm doing this show is to share my learning and my evolution and the processes that I'm coming up with to help people to live to their fullest potential. And one of those ways is to give people processes and ideas and concepts that they can grab onto that will pique their awareness and get them to do something differently. So if you know where you are and you know where you want to be, generally you have kind of a definition or a goal or an event that you think is going to make you happy when you finally get there. But oftentimes we think we know what we want at the end of the road. But when we actually get it, we're not either satisfied with it or we're somehow disappointed because we didn't quite hit the mark. And I can relate this back to my public servant career, where every 2 years I would move up a level, give or take every 2 years. I would either move up a level or I would take on a new position, or I would kind of climb that corporate ladder. And I used to think it was because that's what I wanted, that when I finally get to that specific manager level, then I'm going to be satisfied. I'll be making enough money. I'll have enough responsibility. I'll have enough challenge in my career. But ultimately, I kept chasing that carrot, and I would get that carrot, but then I'd be happy for like a day. But then that would be it. It would be on to the next challenge. So why I'm sharing this with you is because I want you to understand that the destination is not the place that's going to make you happy. It's your everyday journey that you need to be satisfied and happy with as you progress. Because if you always put your happiness at some point in the future, you're always searching to be happy, which seems like such a waste. You can be happy now in the moment doing anything. For me, I was mowing the lawn a few minutes ago, and I was happy because I was sort of in nature, I guess, if you want to call cutting the grass nature. I've got, you know, nice things to look at, and I'm just kind of appreciating the time that I have in this beautiful weather to get something done. And then as I'm doing that, I'm starting to get these really cool ideas that are jiving with the work that I'm working on, and I was getting really excited. And I spent the hour or so as I mowed and pushed and whatever, getting really excited about this next piece that I was going to do for you. So it is possible to be happy in the moment, more or less all the time. And when we aren't happy is when we are projecting out that we will be happy at some point in the future, and being unhappy in the lack of having that thing. So for a lot of you, it might be a certain amount of money in the bank. That's what you think is going to make you happy. Or a certain career level that you believe will finally make you happy and satisfied. Another story I'd like to relate to you. I'm a very competitive person, and I love sports, golf especially, and CrossFit. And I can relate even kind of small milestones that I've been trying to accomplish in either CrossFit or golf, and being really upset if they didn't happen. So let's say for golf, I could be having what I would consider to be a great round. And if I can just make par on these last two holes, then I'll be sub 80 or something like that. And I'll be really happy when I get there. And I find that I start getting in my head and I start worrying about the score. And if I don't hit that score, then I'm not happy, which is ridiculous. Because I'm not playing for money. I'm not getting paid to play golf. This is not my livelihood. Why would I put pressure on myself to attain a number? What does the number mean? It doesn't mean anything. But what is important is being able to understand why you're even there. Why am I on the golf course? And to appreciate the little things along the journey or along the path, and relishing all of that is around you, the company that you're with, the camaraderie that you have, the nature that you're in, the challenge of the sport, those, you know, happy accidents that happen when you thought you lost your ball, but there it is, and it's actually in a great lie, and you're able to get out of a position, or you have a really, you know, fortuitous bounce. That's the stuff to get excited about. That's the reason why you're there. You're not there to hit a certain score. As soon as you start setting out that target, and if you don't hit that target, then everything is a failure. You set yourself up for failure. or for disappointment, when life is about so much more than a number, or in CrossFit, a certain lift or time. You really need to understand why you're doing what you're doing, and that the result itself may not necessarily mean anything. And you need to enjoy the journey as you go. So this process that I'm talking about, this process that I'm working on, is going to help people understand where they are, where they want to be, the conditions that they think need to happen for them to be happy, and their, I'm calling them default defense mechanism on why you can't have it. Like what's getting in your way, why you believe you can't have what you're looking for. And once I get my head wrapped around all these pieces and be able to map it out for people, I think I've got something really exciting that I can share with you that'll help you get unstuck in each of those areas and help you shift from where you are to where you truly want to be. And if I can bring this back to the context of maybe career or work or life, because the people I ultimately want to work with are people who want to help other people, who want to help other people live better lives. When you're doing a career that doesn't, you know, sustain you, doesn't fulfill you, doesn't make you, you know, light you up, turn you on all the time, because you've settled for something lesser than what you want in life, or who you truly are, then you end up being really unhappy because you're trying to push yourself forward to that greener grassy area that's not really greener, because what you're doing is just doing more of the same. For you to truly be happy, you need to take a really hard look at yourself and understand that if you aren't happy, it's because you're likely not doing, you're not being yourself. You're not being unapologetically you. You're probably being a version of yourself that you think you need to be in order to be successful because of maybe what you've been taught by your parents, that let's say you started a government career and you've been doing it for the last 15 years and you're in it, you know, long enough that if you quit, it's going to be too hard. It's not going to be possible for you to make that transition into something that you truly love doing. And when you do that, and you kind of cave to what you think is kind of your destiny, that you can't make that transition, you end up being really unhappy. But if you can start making shifts from where you are to who you truly are and who you want to be, doing what you want to do, doing it the way that you want to do it, you will begin to be more happy more of the time. So your true litmus test for following my path is, am I happy in the work that I do? Am I happy more often than not? Am I satisfied more often than not? Or do I catch myself complaining, being frustrated, being agitated, being anxious, being fearful? Because if you're any of those last few things that I mentioned, it's likely because you're not on path, that you're not being true to yourself. So in that sense, if you were to start being who you truly are, or who you are meant to be, the grass will be greener. It will be rewarding. It will be fulfilling. And you'll know it. So all you need to do is ask yourself, am I happy? Am I happy? And for those of you who are listening who may be kind of in your beginning phase of life, Maybe you're in school and trying to figure out what you're here to do on this planet. Ask yourself if you're happy doing the training that you're doing. Or do you often see yourself looking elsewhere, looking for other opportunities or better opportunities or something more interesting? If you notice that that's the case, you might want to pay attention to that a little bit. Pay attention to what piques your curiosity. What do you get excited about? I would just focus on the curiosity. I actually watched a Oprah Super Soul Sunday video with Elizabeth Gilbert. She's the one who wrote Peace. What's the name of it? She wrote the book Eat, Pray, Love. That's it. And she's someone who used to preach, you know, follow your passion, which is something that I've always done. Is that? And when I saw her video, it really clicked with me because I sometimes get people come into my office who they're just not sure yet. They're just not sure where they should focus their energy, where they should dedicate their life's work when they're, let's say, 18, 19, 20 years old. And I liked what she said because what she was getting at was that it might be too much pressure all at once to dedicate yourself full force into something that you're really not sure about. But you can take that pressure off a little bit by just noticing where your curiosity strikes you. She actually refers to it as, you know, using your peripheral vision. And what's that thing in the edge of your vision that catches your attention? So just taking a quarter turn of your head, noticing what you're looking at, and explore that a little bit. And keep exploring until you find something that just, you know, burns inside of you. And the other test you can do is, am I happy? Am I happy? And I'm sure that you will start to notice that if you follow your compass, which is your, am I happy? Am I satisfied? Am I fulfilled? You'll stop looking for the grass is greener. You'll know that you're in the right place, doing the right thing for the right people. So if you're curious to learn more about this process, I can't wait to start really putting this on paper. I've got, you know, a stack of scribbles and notes, and I'm really looking forward to putting out, if not just a practice, maybe a full-blown book on or a roadmap on how you can make that transition for yourself. So if you're interested in learning more about the process or want to work with me on maybe helping you identify what makes you happy, it's often super important to have somebody ask you questions that are outside of your own head to gain perspective and to move in the direction of what feels better. So until next week, everybody, I hope you have a great week. Take care. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast with Ian White, Life Fulfillment Coach.